okay, this first play, we're trying to get on the perimeter. We knew how they would set the front based off of the formation that we had. And we've got Rhett Ellison coming over to reach the defensive end. Jarius Wright is going to crack the inside linebacker. And then Phil is going to get out on the outside linebacker. And then Jarek does a nice job of scooting through there. You see Cordero gets a nice block. And we get on the safety and, you know, we get this one guy blocked and we're off to the races. But it's a nice start when you get a chance to pound him like that initially.
And Jarek shows good patience when he gets the ball pretty much every time, right?
Yeah, and he usually sets up the blockers pretty good. He started to set this guy up like he was going to the outside, then dipped inside. And we do a pretty good job there with Jarius. He needs to contact him a little bit more so he doesn't get that hand on him. But for the most part, that's a good play.
That's a really nice play. Let's see what's next.
Okay, this is a second down play where they had been running some two tight ends formations, and so we brought the nickel package in. We're showing a double A-gap blitz. Okay, so Anthony Barr runs a pick on the guard, and Tom Johnson is running the pick game off of it. Everson gets nice pressure, and Sharif feels the quarterback to level the pocket, and then he steps back, and he's able to come back, along with Brian Robinson as well. And we had good coverage in the back end. You see, everybody's got their guys covered pretty good. Xavier out on top, the receiver fell down. and down here we've got Josh Robinson, and then we've got the two guys in the slots covered as well.
That's fantastic. And Anthony Barr coming up the middle to the left of Greenway. I mean, look, the speed and power right here is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and he does a good job. He's getting better at these blitzes all the time. And the back has a hard time trying to find out where he's at. And then luckily the quarterback stepped up. I wish he'd got his hand on the ball right there. Probably had a sack fumble. But we're doing a better job of rushing the quarterback and getting to level of him and then stopping and then able to come back. So when we do get this pressure, we flush him to someone else, and those things are all good.